previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa is set to open its first underground gold mine in 15 years. It's an increasingly rare event for a country that was once the world's largest producer of gold. It is a $90 million US investment, just over R1 billion, by West Wits Mining, which is listed in Australia. It plans to start production next year at Qala Shallows on the western fringe of Johannesburg. Will deliver an estimated 70,000 ounces per annum. Unlike many of the great South African gold mines, and as its name implies, Qala Shallows will have a maximum depth of 850 metres. Clearly an investment taking maximum advantage of the very much higher gold price. Spur Group has hiked its full-year headline earnings per share by 40%. This after headline earnings increased by 16.5% to R275 million for the year to end June. As well as the Spur steakhouses, the group also includes the likes of Rocco Mama's, John Dory's, Doppio Zero and Panarotti's. Spur, just like the rest of us, taking strain with beef prices sharply up as a result of foot and mouth disease. Nonetheless, those are excellent numbers in a very subdued economy. And investors agreed, Spur shares closed up nearly 8%. On the broader market, the JSE All Share and Top 40 both closed up 0.7%, London's FTSE up 0.2%. In New York, both the Dow and the Nasdaq ended down 0.3%, the S&P 500 down 0.4%. Tokyo this morning just beneath flat, Hong Kong up 0.2%, Sydney down 0.3%. US dollar unchanged at 1.16 to the euro, the rand at 17.72 to the dollar, 20.55 to the euro, 23.76 to sterling. Gold at 3,333, all the threes. Platinum at 1,345. Bitcoin just over 113,000. Brent crude oil $67.50 a barrel. And finally, imagine never having to stand in a supermarket checkout queue ever again. Well, Checkers, part of course of the ShopRite group, may be about to make that possible. Checkers is rolling out so-called smart trolleys on a trial basis at two supermarkets in Cape Town. Called the Express Trolley, according to Business Day, it will allow you to pick something from the shelf, scan it as you put it into the trolley, see how much you're spending as you go along, and then pay the trolley, as it were, before leaving the store. These trolleys have been piloted elsewhere, but it's a first for South Africa.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.